From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He said this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
Global growth continues, but at an increasingly disappointing pace that leaves the world economy more exposed to negative risks. Growth has been too slow for too long.
The IMF's newest World Economic Outlook cuts the global growth forecast 0.2% to 3.2%. Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. Prosecutors in Belgium say they have charged two people in connection with the terrorist attacks last month in Brussels. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged as Shmael F. and Ibrahim F. It says they were involved in the rental of an apartment that may have been used as a safe house by one of the Brussels bombers. Police have arrested six other people in the incident. The Italian Coast Guard said Tuesday it has rescued more than 2,000 migrants in dangerous seas off the coast of Libya over the last 2 days. About 25 operations were needed to rescue them from crowded boats. Austria, meanwhile, is saying it is planning on bringing back tighter controls on its border with Italy, fearing a new influx of migrants. At least eight people have been killed in new U.S. airstrikes targeting al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia. A Pentagon spokesman says unmanned drones were used in attacks that took place Monday and Tuesday. The Pentagon spokesman put the death toll at 12. He described the airstrikes as self-defense, saying the targets of the attack were posing a threat to U.S. personnel. This is VOA News.